So in a sense, the goal that we dream about is the result that we want to get. So how can we, if since the goal and result are the same thing, how can we attach to the goal and detach from the result? Yeah, it is. See, the word attachment and detachment, for all of us, they invoke certain emotions in us. And sometimes if you are spiritual, you will say, hey, attachment is very bad. If we are materialistic, we will say, detachment is very bad. You will become irresponsible. So, let's not get caught too much in words. Let's understand the concept, basically. In every situation in our life, there is something in our control and something not in our control. And we can only focus on and improve that which is in our control. And that which is not in our control, we just have to leave it. How it will work out, we don't know. If we are materialistic, then we think that it's just by chance what will happen about it. If we are spiritual, we understand there is some higher plan. What is not in my control is ultimately in God's control. So He will bring out some good out of it. But the point is that there is something in our control and there is something out of our control. And when you are saying be attached to the goal, that means focus on what is in your control. Be detached from the result means stop worrying about that which is not in your control. So I'll give two examples. Suppose a student is preparing for some exams and say there are 5 papers. Student has studied very well for one paper and gives the paper. But then, after doing the paper, did I do this sum right? Did I write this answer well? Could I have written this better? Well, if the student gets too caught in that, then next week there is another paper. They focus on that. We can't let ourselves be caught in the past. Okay, even if I made a silly mistake in this one. Yeah, what a stupid thing, you know. Why did I make that silly mistake? Okay, I made a mistake. Now move on. That is no longer in my control. But tomorrow is a new exam. That is still in my control. Let me focus on that. So when you're saying, say, we focus on the goal, that means that, okay, you want to achieve this goal and this is the process I want to follow to get that to that goal, and I'll follow this process as well as I can. But now, when that exam is over, my part I have done it. Whether I did it well, I could have done it better, that's over now. That chapter is over. Just move on. Now a new chapter has begun, let me focus on that. So after that exam is being given, what result I am going to get is not in my control. So let go of the things that are not in our control. That is what detachment means. Detachment from results means. Similarly, with respect to interactions, if we talk about relationships, now if there is some conflict between two people, and then you want to address the conflict. So now, how we conduct ourselves during the confrontation. Sometimes if there are some festering issues, we may have to confront the other person. And we have to discuss the issue. We can't just keep that wound be festering. So then when we discuss that issue. So at that time, how we behave, you know, how we present our case, how we present our concerns, whether we approach in a very judgmental, accusatory way, or we try to approach in a objective, reasonable way, that's up to us. Now, how the other person is going to respond is not in our control. So, be attached to the goal means, if I go into the conflict resolution only thinking, this person is never going to understand. This person is just like this and this person is never going to improve, nothing is going to improve. This is just a waste of time. Then even going into that confrontation is a waste of time only. If I go totally with a pessimistic attitude, then that will come out in my demeanor itself. I will speak in a negative way, I will cast aspersions on the other person while I am speaking, and I will doom any possibility of resolution. So when I am going in, I can go in with the goal that I want this issue to be amicably resolved. So I'll express my concern, then the other person has concern, so I'll try to hear them. So I can focus on how I can bring my best to the table of discussion. So that is the focus on what is in my control. But sometimes, despite our doing that, the other person just reacts in an unreasonable way and things just don't work out. Okay, then we did our part, move on now. So that means, rather than looking at the word of detachment and attachment, we can say focus on the goal, don't focus on the result. Because focusing on the goal helps us to bring out our best. Focusing on the result simply makes us feel insecure because the result is not in our control. Does that answer your question?
Thank you. Just one more.